So you see they're moving to vote to legalize in Jersey. They're going to
murder
weed, guys. Weed.
Oh.
Yeah. I would assume 2020 they're going to have a vote on the ballot.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Hey, puppy.
That's not going to happen. We all know it.
It probably isn't.
That they're... I don't know, dude. I think our state assembly is Democratic.
Yeah.
This is New Jersey.
And our governor is Democratic.
Have you been to New Jersey?
But our governor did campaign on
it. And our governor
on,
campaigned on it.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit, man. All
right.
It's not, nothing could happen.
Okay. I hope
they're going to recriminalize it.
They're gonna it's going to be a schedule
zero.
Zero. Yeah. Schedule zero drug.
Yep.
The most severe
schedule. Omega.
Oh.
The Omega
yeah.
drug.
Yes. Omega protocol.
Incarcerate you for life. It's like those the stockades.
Prison industrial complex.
Yeah. All right.
So
it starts dark.
Hi guys, Brandon. You haven't been here in like, I guess our listeners don't know, 100 weeks.
Yeah, I know it's been 100 weeks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wait, I mean
you weren't on our last episode.
Oh, that's right, I wasn't. Right.
It's Jay.
You guys
and I
just
had
did a BS episode, right?
No,
I wouldn't call it BS. I think it was probably the best
you know
episode
I mean.
Of the podcast
yeah,
that's ever
it's
been
no
done.
Movie
so far,
is what I meant.
The top rated episode yeah. we've ever had.
It wow,
would be
wow,
by far.
That hasn't come out yet.
Begging you to listen to the show. Begging you to listen to the show.
Shut up, Jay. Begging
yeah.
you to listen to the show.
that was last week for our listeners, and it's been a little while,
it's
but here we
weeks.
Are, back in action.
Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot to do tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Do
you guys want to talk about a movie?
I mean, do I really want to talk about the movies?
Well, we're going to talk about one movie in particular.
At the very
and
least.
You're not going to talk about
at the
anything.
At the very least, we're going to talk about one
our
movie.
Next episode.
Hey, we'll sit here quietly.
Right. well, guys, maybe, excuse me.
Yeah, we could just get right into it.
Maybe we should jump on that.
No, we're not doing that.
Jump.
Get into it is fine, and we're going to
jump on it.
No.
I'm going to put the Mario.
No.
Boing.
Oh.
Like right there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we can even still say get into it and then do like the pipe sound.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Boing.
Juice. The little things.
Whatever makes you happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, for a miserable guy like you,
it's a miserable time of year. So let me enjoy the one thing I have left in life.
Whatever makes you feel better, Jay. Whatever you got to do.
Resident Grinch.
Yeah, just wait. Is the tree on? Perfect. All right.
It's going to give me a seizure.
We're
going to
sing
flashing.
Later. Oh, God.
We're not going to do it yet because this isn't the Christmas episode, but next episode.
I'm not singing.
Ho, 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 I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and prequels of our favorite movies and TV shows. And
this week, those two. The best movie of all time, possibly.
I think so.
Super Mario Bros. Bros, yeah, B-R-O-S, period.
The 1993 classic starring Bob Hoskins, wow. John Leguizamo, I forget, Bridget Mall, I think is her name.
Is that the princess?
Yeah.
Who plays Koopa? He's
Dennis Hopper, of course.
Dennis Hopper, right.
We got
and
Fisher Stevens, that other guy from Do the Right Thing.
Or the henchman.
The henchman.
Right.
And then the evil adoptive mother from Harry Potter is the...
Oh, shit.
Yep, the redhead lady. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. The main squeeze of King Koopa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Queen Koopette.
Sure.
There was a lot of... Boy, did they make a lot of stuff up.
I know.
I mean, let me start by saying that this is an awful movie.
It's like pretty bad.
Objectively terrible piece.
It's pretty bad.
But I love it.
Thank you. I feel the same way. This is the first time I've seen it since probably 1993 in one sitting.
Like, oh, wow.
Like, I haven't seen it in one go. I've seen, of course, other shit and clips here and there. But yeah, I unironically still enjoyed it too, even though it's still a piece of shit. Like, I thought it was really good.
Oh, it's a hot mess. And
it's really entertaining though.
they put like all the stuff you wanted to see, but they just put it all in the wrong place.
That's what I was saying to Jay. I was like, I've never seen a movie that had just so much, like, they had a vision. It was the wrong vision, yeah. But they dedicated so much time, mm-hmm. money, effort, like the production design, the sets are really crazy cool. Like,
yeah.
But it's just if you could have divorced it from Mario, it still would have been at least an original movie, it was original even in of itself. Like, it has nothing to do with Mario, period.
That's true. I just feel like if you divorced it from Mario, it would just be worthless.
It would just be weird. Yeah, I guess you're right.
The fact that the guns shoot...
It would be a sci-fi made for TV movie.
Correct.
What it would be.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really what this is.
It really is.
It's a sci-fi made for TV.
Yeah, a bad one. It's not a good one.
It's pre-Sharknado.
Yeah, but this is 1993. they had a big ass budget for this too.
They did. It was $44 million.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was a $44 million in '93, mm-hmm. and it only made back $21 million.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Holy mm-hmm. shit. That's bad. That's like
that's
less
real
than
bad.
Half.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Good yeah, job.
Do the math on that.
Don't have to. You know, hold on.
And when you watch, you see why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie was not going to get rave reviews.
No.
Especially because...
No, it actually got decent. So, it actually got, like, all right critical reviews.
Really?
Not great, yeah, but really? It got, like, all right critical reviews.
Hmm.
It's, like, it's been dumpstered by
time.
Us. But it's, like, it's when you think about it, it's, like, critics who have probably never played a video game before in their life writing a review about this movie, they're like, oh, this is probably pretty...
Right
for a video game. So, like, yeah, they stayed true to the source material.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what the source material is.
Hmm. Right. They don't know what people who played Super Mario are coming to the theater to see.
Yeah.
Right. But they saw some goofy-ass shit on the screen with relatively high production values.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was mentioned in reviews.
Oh, okay. It's video game movies.
Yep.
And boy, were they wrong.
It was...
Because
yeah,
the plot is
it's so weird. It's so weird,
and I mean,
the whole premise is just fucking stupid.
Well, the whole premise in itself is actually kind of interesting, but they do it stupid. Thanks, Brandon.
I can't
leave you anywhere.
Killing
for 5 seconds. So just fix it.
I'm fixing it.
I just think that if you're gonna make a movie out of a video game, and I was saying this to Brandon all the way over, like you don't. Make Mario. Like, if you're put yourself in 1993 and thinking of the titles that were released then, would you ever pick Mario as the one you would make? There are so many others they could have made.
There were others.
Like, pick one from that time frame. I know what you should have done as the mm-hmm. first video game movie. Like, you pick Legend of Zelda. That is so open-ended.
Yeah, that would have been a bit better.
They were too busy making a half-decent cartoon show.
Yeah. Half decent.
This is half decent.
Then the CDI
we'll
games.
Revisit that. yeah,
we might. Yeah, there are a lot better choices, and I feel like if you're going to do it, you don't do it with the okay. We're plumbers for Brooklyn, and we got tossed into this
don't
crazy.
Do this
king.
Whole.
You either
got to
have it take place in Brooklyn. They're plumbers for Brooklyn. They're here, and there's mm-hmm. like an invasion of Koopa whatevers, or it's got to all take place in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yes.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. You can't be this. was gonna say kooky John Leguizamo character, but I love John Leguizamo.
He's one of the, like, they're, even though they're in a terrible movie, like Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo carry it. They carry it
with,
for sure,
with enthusiasm, mm-hmm, and with
because they were shit faced the entire fucking time. Right? They were,
and with some creative ADR.
Oh my God, there's so much. Actually, let me tell you, one of the editors said this was the most ADR'd movie he'd ever worked on.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, because as I was watching the movie,
so
I was like,
much
wow.
ADR. Yeah. It's crazy.
Like every scene, they must have been like, "This does not track. We need to add something in here." Well,
they
let people know what's going on.
Writing the script up until like the days they were shooting it. So at a certain point, John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins gave up on like actually even reading the rewrites. They would just do what they'd practiced.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So that's probably what they had to do. Yeah.
Well, in a movie like that, I mean, you gotta run with it.
Oh yeah.
Because it's gonna be weird.
It was a weird movie.
But they had all the stuff. They had like bombs,
of course,
and they had like bullet bills.
They had the thwomps.
On, like, the side.
They had Goombas.
They had Goombas. They had Yoshi. Mm-hmm. They had King Koopa. They had the princess.
They had Big Bertha, plumbers.
They had everything, and it was all wrong.
Everything
it was just wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was not one Mario thing was done correctly,
right?
in that movie.
The Devo guns, the super scopes. It's the only thing.
Oh, the fact that the prop was actual Nintendo super scopes. Yeah. Yeah, but even that is like, it's a dumb concept.
And they didn't even use them right. Like, they need to be over the shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
As Devo gun users.
Of course.
Suspend your disbelief for a second here, Brandon.
Fine, maybe.
Come on, it's not really a super scope. It's a Devo gun.
But that being said, I still enjoyed my time with that movie.
I do every time.
I can't not like it. Like, I like it despite all its flaws.
I laughed like the whole way through.
Me too. It's ridiculous.
Everything wrong.
It's so
like the
wrong.
Boots that make them jump. It's like okay, we need to have jumping in the movie. All right, how do we do that? How about boots that make them jump?
Let's design these crazy hydraulic boots.
Hey, Jerry, you're fired.
It's like they tried to ground some things in reality. Like, well, no, it would just be silly if they could jump high and stomp on things. That we need to give them a plot device for.
They're already in an alternate dimension.
Bomb spawning from weird gooey substances and funguses. Now that's realistic. We don't need to do anything about that.
How did you guys feel about the fungus?
Disgusting. I don't get it.
It was definitely disgusting. Oh,
it's gross. It's gross.
Drippy brain thing that floats down on the chair.
It's a weird joke that they get to be like, "Oh, your dad, he's around." Like, it's a weird thing, but it. In its own way, it works.
Again, it's a good concept.
It in its own way works.
But the execution of it, I was like, mm-hmm. I'm like nauseous now.
It looks like snot. It just looks like snot everywhere.
Yeah. It looks like, you know, in Ghostbusters, when Egon gives Bill Murray in the beginning in the library, the thing, and he's like, "Get a sample." And he like drags it across the bookshelf and it's all like it gets on him.
Oh, yeah.
They use the same substance.
It probably is.
It's like, yeah, it's the same movie, whatever. They had that. They're like, "We have this line around from Ghostbusters." Whatever. Rub it on the brain.
That's not in Mario anywhere. There's no like, there. You know, there's Sand World, there's Dark World, there's Sky World. There's no fungus world.
Well,
it's the Mushroom Kingdom.
It is the Mushroom Kingdom.
It just tilts on its head. It's a weird.
You guys caught Toad, right? Like, Toad's
it. Toad's in it.
Again, all wrong.
Yeah, completely
we have a character named Toad. Let's make him a guy with
a
guitar.
He's a busker
and a
who
Goomba.
Sang political songs.
Yeah.
And then gets captured and gets de-evolved and then is a Goomba and then helps them.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had Yoshi in it, and Yoshi's just like this little T-Rex.
Terrifying.
This raptor
demon.
It took like five people to operate this like crazy fucking rig that, because this was pre-Jurassic Park. It took like 12 people to operate this fucking rig to make him do all the.
To make Yoshi move?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It did get one thing right, and that is that Bowser will be rapey.
Is King Koopa.
King Koopa, yeah.
Buddy. So, I mean,
they'll be rapey.
Splitting hairs,
but.
Right. Right. Woody, you guys got that feeling?
I guess, just in that one scene where he's like, just kidnapped the princess.
You
never forget your first kiss with the lizard.
Yeah,
and he leans in.
And he had the CGI lizard tongue.
Like a little bit of a rapey vibe. And like really, Bowser steals a princess. And
there's never ever any like explicit reason as to why.
Yeah. Yep. But you kind of got to wonder.
I mean, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this movie wasn't half bad. It got King Koopa / Bowser, whoever they were trying to do, right?
I don't know.
Aren't they one of the
they
same?
They are the. I think they're the same.
Those are
I think
one
he was
same.
King Koopa in Super Mario 1.
What, he changed his name?
Yeah, he legally changed it.
It was for tax purposes. Oh, no, you can't call me King Koopa legally anymore. There's a big lawsuit pending.
No, Koopa's my maiden name.
Speaking of names, Mario and Luigi's last name?
Mario.
Best part of the
Mario.
Movie.
Yep.
They're the Mario brothers.
Mario and Luigi Mario. Of course.
We've canonized. I like that canonized it. Yes, and I had forgotten that like was the, cause
Mario,
that's the
Mario
joke.
Mario and Luigi Mario.
Mario and Luigi Mario. And, oh, that's where it comes from.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, the best part of the movie. How many Marios are there between the two of you? Three.
It's so weird. I mean, the movie really gets, as Jay and I were saying, like, the movie gets good once they get to Dino Hatton. Like, that's when the movie starts just going off the wall.
Sure.
It gets really fun. Like, even though it's dumb as fuck, I enjoy the fact that they basically took, from what I understand, they took an entire, like, abandoned cement factory quarry thing and turned that into that one, basically that one street.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But, like, they have all those cars going all the time with sparks. There's fire everywhere. Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
must have been a dangerous shoot.
Oh,
there
I'm
was
sure.
so many pyrotechnics. It was crazy.
That was the other best part is the cars with the sparks. The fact that they're like electric run cars.
Yeah.
I always thought that was really interesting.
Yep.
And the fireball, because the guns all shoot fireballs. Because again,
like,
this is Mario,
like,
so we gotta get fireballs.
I'm pretty sure there were.
Oh, I I mean, there was something. They were on fire for sure.
Definitely shooting some shit.
Yeah, it was not safe.
No, it didn't look safe at all.
But you know what I couldn't get over upon this watching is like how fucked Koopa would be even like if he did.
Oh, I totally was like, oh wait, if his plan went through, he would be, there's no joke, there's no contest whatsoever.
Right?
Yeah.
We've got like a whole world and he's got like one city full
and he's
of dinosaurs.
Pop into Manhattan? No way. He'll
and his secret weapon is these de-evolve guns. I was like, these don't seem to be any more effective than guns,
exactly.
Do they?
We have guns.
Yeah.
Step back or I'll de-evolve you. I've got this gun I'm going to introduce you to.
Yeah.
Actually, the guns work faster.
Yeah,
the de-evolving gun takes a minute for the CGI to
exactly.
kick in.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it. I still had a good time with it every time.
It's a very silly movie,
and it
knows it,
yes.
And that makes it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what I think is the weirdest part about the whole thing and is a little meta is that Miyamoto was a consultant on this. So Shigeru Miyamoto.
Oh, was he?
Was like, yeah, this is it. This is
from
Mario.
What I understand. They said like at a certain point, Nintendo just stopped talking to them.
Oh.
And the only thing they said was like, they were very polite. So we just kind of kept going. Like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
They stopped giving feedback and we're just like, hi, Dozo. Yeah, whatever. Like,
oh shit.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, I have to imagine that's so disappointing as a creator. It would just be like, hey, I'm adapting your thing, and like we're doing a collab deal, and they're just like, hey, we can't.
Then again, Miyamoto originally wanted Mario to be like a shmup, too. He wanted Mario to have a gun. Like, Miyamoto's original, 100%. Ooh. Miyamoto's original Super Mario Brothers was Mario had a gun.
Well, he's a plumber.
Yeah, so plumbers carry on guns a lot.
Well, yeah, they got all those tools. You keep a gun in there just
in case.
You got to shoot a pipe.
So maybe he was like, all right, this is kind of all right, a little more violent. Because that's really what put Nintendo on the path. That put Nintendo on that path of like being the
kid friendly
company. It was the Mario series.
Really? Yeah. Well,
100%.
And this
sure.
is so. I mean, in that, this of course was so off brand for them. At least, especially now looking back, like maybe they weren't explicitly the kids only thing back then, but like now they really.
I mean,
are
they
known
put
as
out
a kids only.
The really only first party Nintendo games that are. I mean, they're all like you're jumping on a Goomba, so it's violent, whatever. But
yeah,
they have like guns.
Upsetting.
You've got, you know, Metroid.
Yeah.
And I mean, Mario versus Rabbids, which came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mario versus what?
Rabbids. It's like a turn-based.
It's like XCOM, but
yeah, it's
the
XCOM.
Rabbids are from I think Rayman. I think
there's a Mario XCOM.
Yes,
it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's Mario XCOM. It's on the Switch. Yeah.
Man, the world is such a strange place now. I remember Mario 2 when he was picking up radishes. And
Doki Doki Panic.
You were throwing radishes at people.
Not
and it
real
was
Mario
like, 2. Woo! Mario, what's this? This is new.
I know, when you got to Mario 2, you're like, this is different. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, it's
we
not
didn't,
Mario.
Yeah. And I remember when we bought that, like, because I had one and I had three. I never had two. And then one day we went out and, like, my mom bought us Super Mario 2. And I went and plugged it in. I was like,
hell is this?
This isn't like
it was so cool though. It was an entirely different like game model.
There it was a good game. Like it's not a bad game.
Yeah, but you got to pick like which character you wanted to play, and they all played differently, and it was so crazy.
It was just that reskin.
Very
like,
frustrating.
Doki Doki Panic.
Yep. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yep. there's like a history of that on Netflix that we all watched.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they thought we were too big of pussies to play.
To handle Doki Doki Panic.
No, to handle Lost Levels. No, so the Lost Levels is the real Super Mario Brothers.
It came back with the first time we got to play it was on the Super Mario All-Star.
Yes, on the SNES.
SNES.
What?
They bundled the Lost Levels, which was actually Mario 2 in Japan.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And it was hard. I remember playing that as a kid. Like, that was hard.
Well, you know, Americans just they don't have the eye-hand coordination of little Japanese children.
I guess so.
Fair.
And so you don't think Nintendo did the research?
Yeah, sure.
Believe me, they did.
No.
Yep, they've got classrooms of just full of young Japanese children just playing games.
You play. You play game.
They have to. They got to stay on top. This is Japan we're talking about. They take the shit very seriously.
Korea's on top of esports, though, not Japan.
Well,
now we're just splitting hairs.
Yeah, Brandon, they all look
Brandon,
the same. You're right.
I am offended. Good
race,
Lord.
Race realist, Brandon.
I call my buddy Stefan Ball.
I forgot about race realism. That's right. Oh my God!
Oh, Brandon went full righty over the.
I wonder how did this movie do in Japan?
It didn't. I don't think it ever got released.
Do they know about this?
I don't know.
We should go over there do a documentary.
Just a media blackout.
We're like, do you see what we did?
They'll be like, this is worse than Hiroshima. Glad to see Dave and I are both dying. Yeah, I'm still getting over something. Dave's also getting over something.
Yeah, I apologize.
I've been sick since I was watching your dog.
Yeah, I have been unwell.
Yeah, tis the season.
Happens every year.
Yep.
It's all right. It's fine. We're going to make some tea between episodes.
Great.
And I don't know how to do that. So, Brandon, you're going to make
tea.
I'll
help you out.
Sweet. Good deal. I like mine with honey.
Okay. Do you have honey?
Do I have honey?
Yeah.
Of course I have honey.
You got to put a little sriracha
what the hell
sauce
kind of house
in there.
I thought you
wonder if I brought my own. I mean, I did.
No. No, Brandon. Unless it's local.
I don't have honey.
Locally sourced. It is.
Actually, no, I do have honey. I got it as a gift. Yeah, it is like an end of the year gift. Yeah, one of my students like does a beekeeps. The family
that's cool.
Beekeeps. So they make honey. Yeah,
that's actually really
it
neat.
Really cool. It was a nice gift.
And, and now you have honey in the house.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't like honey, but like
really,
it's cool. Yeah, no, I mean like I do like okay, so I like it as a flavor, like so in like a tea or like in a bit like
that's
not
funny.
A lot like honey nut Cheerios. You know, big honey nut Cheerios fan.
You never just.
I don't just like, I'm not, I don't Winnie the Pooh
that
shit.
Turn that bottle.
Just like, get my
squeeze.
Fucking stick my hand in that honey jar.
Like Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Just get on in there.
Fucking no pants, just a shirt on. Just going to town.
Well, that's all, folks.
That's an image I did not need.
That's Winnie the Pooh. What do you want?
It's
a little weird that he just walks around dong out.
That goes to so many cartoons, though. They're all, somebody thought it was a good idea to put shirts and no pants on, like 90% of them.
I actually saw a video about that. I forget by who, but like they explained why Daffy Duck doesn't wear pants. It's really funny. Yeah, something about basically like you understand the top half of an animal visually, but like they wanted to make sure. Yeah.
That you imagine it's donger.
It's something to do with like easier to draw the legs too. I don't know.
To what? I'm sorry.
I'll have to link the video. I forgot.
It's easier
I was very
to draw
sick.
The legs. Easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's easier to draw a shirt, so you could just that makes
stick
sense.
Stick them in a shirt.
Yeah.
Well.
That's why cartoon characters only have one outfit. It's just easier.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, you're not going to draw them in different outfits unless you know. There's always that like, hey, wait, there's something different here. And it always comes up in the scene. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
As soon as you see a cartoon character with even like a remote, like, why has he got a red bandana on? That's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
That's coming up momentarily. It's the Chekhov's gun of cartoons.
Just visual storytelling, yeah.
Right, exactly. I don't want to get sidetracked too bad,
but
we already haven't.
What's our favorite part?
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you guys about The Mandalorian, if you've seen it.
We do have to talk about that, finally.
I've seen the first two episodes.
Okay, I've seen the
first three.
Four.
I've seen the first five. I saw last week's.
Okay, you've seen Brandon, I think, is up to date.
Yes.
So let's keep it to the first two episodes,
plot-wise. Fair enough.
The last thing I saw was when Baby Yoda helped out and with the animals.
Oh, you
three?
Got it. Yeah, you got to catch up. Yeah, that was two.
That was two?
Mm-hmm. It goes a lot. Like there's a like the plot hasn't really started yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's really good. I'm enjoying the shit out of it. More than I'm enjoying the movies these days.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's the best.
Baby Yoda is the one good thing
in
my
life. It's so adorable.
I hate it. It's not adorable. It's not cute.
What? Really?
It's the worst thing.
What the hell?
I hate it.
What's wrong? Why do you hate Baby Yoda?
It's the cutest fucking thing in the world.
It doesn't do anything except occasionally MacGuffin stuff. It's like,
it's Baby Yoda.
It's not Baby Yoda.
It's 50 years old.
No.
No, it's not, because it takes place after...
There's obviously something on it. Either it's a Yoda clone, or it just happens to be another member of Yoda's species.
Yeah, exactly.
But either way, okay, whatever. But I just...
It doesn't do anything for you? Who's the one that doesn't have
a heart? I'm kind of mad at the Mandalorian. What's so good about it?
It's adorable.
Oh, not just Baby Yoda. I mean the Mandalorian in general.
Oh, like, I'm enjoying it as... it's expanding on the lore that we know in the right way. It's doing like the darker underbelly that we all kind of wanted to see, at least, you know, when we were talking about Solo and stuff. Like, I don't know. I really
agree. Sure. Well, I think it's got tone problems when it comes to that, because you have that and then you have Baby Yoda. There's like, it seems like it isn't really sure what it's doing yet. And Jay, you have a couple episodes of filler nonsense about to come up.
Yeah.
So don't expect
one more plot one and then a couple of filler nonsense.
Next one's not plot. Not really, right?
Which is the next one then? I think confused.
Isn't the next one the vacation spot?
The forest planet thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Andor? They go to
that
Andor?
That's episode 4.
But it's practically
three is like the one with the other where the other Mandalorians.
Oh, three is
the
escape.
The last plot one. Yeah.
Which is fine, but again, I'm not... I can't talk about plot.
I guess we're going to have to not talk about this until next week. That's fine.
I'll reserve judgment, but so far it just seems very... It's coming off very flat to me.
I didn't like the last one.
Who's your favorite character?
Well, there's only the Mando. Like, that's it.
That's not true. You've experienced more characters than Jay.
The side characters? Yeah. Like, I liked IG, whatever.
He was, like, my favorite character. Yeah, the IG droid.
What's her name? The wrestler who's in it? Who was in the forest episode?
Yeah.
She was good. I liked her. Everybody's only in it for one episode.
Was a wrestler in it?
Yeah. Amy Sedaris was in the most recent one. She's really funny.
I haven't seen that one, so.
It's really good. Yeah, there's a wrestler in it. Carla something?
I don't think it's a good idea to have a show where your main character wears a mask 24/7.
That is also part of it. Yeah, it's also part of it. Yeah.
It's creating a problem for me. I'm not gripping to any of these characters. I don't care about them. They could all die.
So how much did you guys like Boba Fett? This just in general, the character of Boba Fett.
Oh, I liked
Boba Fett. Yeah. Boba Fett's cool until you see Boba Fett.
See, I was like never a huge like I liked Boba Fett,
I liked the
but I was never
Boba
like
Fett,
the mystique
the
of Boba Fett is the best part about Boba Fett
in movie Boba
Fett.
Yes,
in movie Boba Fett.
Yeah.
But then when it got to EU Boba Fett and they were writing like Tales from the Mandalorians and then like they were writing whole novels about Boba Fett, like I don't really want to know that much about Boba
Fett.
Well,
now you know that his dad was Jango Fett and the basis for all the clones.
Right? But now, like after reading all the books, I know a lot about Mandalorian culture. And
why doesn't he have a jet?
They've changed that though. He doesn't have one yet.
That's what it seems like. They're retconning some of the culture.
Episode 3.
He said, I got to get
Why doesn't he have a jetpack? But he's like the main guy.
You could tell he's not like the... like the top tier Mandalorian.
He's not
a Mandalorian.
It seems like
the
he is, though.
He's not the Mandalore.
No, he's not.
The name of it. That's the name of the leader of the Mandalorians.
No, he's not that.
No, he's not.
Is the Mandalore a woman? Oh, no, it could be a guy. There's the shaman chick.
I don't know. Is she the one who crafts the armor?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's the Mandalore.
She's not, I don't think. But he's clearly important. They said only one of us can go up at a time, and like it's him. He's the guy. The only episode, I think that's episode 2.
When she makes the thing for him, the new...
Yeah.
I like the whole armor thing. It's kind of a neat little
thing
we're doing. But... Yeah, she crafts it into like when they're talking about like this is the way, and the other Mandalorian is like a dick to him or whatever.
Yeah.
Or wait, maybe you haven't seen that.
No, he hasn't seen that yet. All right, actually.
Never mind. I've seen them craft one. He got one piece of armor.
You haven't
so
seen
far.
Him interact with anybody else though.
Not really.
Any
no.
other Mandalorians.
Right. I like the dude, the guy on the planet.
Oh yeah. Nick Nolte's character. Yeah.
Yeah, he was fun. I have spoken.
Did you notice, like, all the celebrities? It's crazy. We had, in the first episode, the blue guy that he was transporting was Horatio Sanz. The guy who picks him up in the speeder was Brian Posehn. And then the guy on the little guy who, you know, I have spoken, that's Nick Nolte. And then we got Carl Weathers. Werner Herzog was really good. I thought he was fantastic. He was very creepy and evil, and he was great. Yeah.
There were, the first episode was in my opinion, the best one so far. Mm-hmm. And that first pickup was like fun, and the character was cool, the blue guy. Yeah. excuse me. But overall, it's just it's fallen a little flat for me so far. But there's the music is phenomenal, and the production is great. The world
is very well done. And that's what sold
the
me.
The characters
so
are falling short for me. With the Star Wars, they've got the world down. I really like the Jawa scene where he's messing around with the sandcrawler. You got like a big sandcrawler scene to see what sandcrawlers are really all about. And that was really good. But like who was your favorite Jawa?
Well, no.
I know Jawa.
the ones who ate the egg.
It's a lame example.
Yeah.
But even Nick Nolte's character. Who is this guy? Like, really?
I thought he was funny.
Yeah, I thought he was funny. He's just a hermit. From what I've seen so far, and I would have to see, obviously, the next three, like...
Don't binge it. I wouldn't, much like Star Trek, don't binge it.
The image you get of, Mandalorians is they're very much, loners. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of like that it is a lonely show so far.
And he's a lonely character, He's a lonely character.
And I think that kind of fits with the theme, whether or not that makes for good TV, because it makes for better...
Yeah.
It does make for good reading or good graphic novels.
Sure.
Whether it makes for good TV can come down to a matter of opinion sometimes, and it's how it's done, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I think that him not having the mask on hurts the whole, lonely character thing, because you don't get...
You can't even connect with the main...
Yeah.
With the one person.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you can in a certain way.
You can, I think that it hinders it a little bit.
I'd still rather watch Super Mario Brothers.
Wow. I would rather watch the X-Wing saga made into
Plumbing is
movie.
Their game. They're not like the others.
But they're not brothers.
Like the Scarpelli brothers.
They're not brothers.
Get all the fame.
Scarpelli?
That was funny. The plumbing rivalry in the beginning that seems like their big problem. Is the Scapelli brothers. And of course, it turns out Scapelli
is the
mobster of the city. Cliche.
Yeah, bad mayor or whatever he is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the mayor was. The mayor was a different guy.
Yeah, was he got out of a car and people were cheering? And
that was Scapelli.
Yeah. He was like a mayor.
Oh, okay. He wasn't literally the mayor, he was just a guy.
There was a crowd that was like Scapelli.
Yeah, he's just an important figure in the city. He owns Scapelli Construction.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I thought he was like mayor.
You're thinking of the mayor from Jaws.
Of course.
Yes.
I just thought it was weird that there was a race to the plumbing seat. It's like someone you call, if you call a plumber.
How many plumbers do you call?
Right? All right, first one who gets here
gets the job.
So you got to take the shortcuts. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have to fight, and whoever wins gets to clean my drain.
Yo. Who wants to clean my poop?
But yeah, it was fun.
It's a hell of an enjoyable movie if you're not looking for something too serious.
Correct.
You have to know what the Mario Brothers are.
Yeah.
If you're just coming at this and it's just like a random movie, I think you're going to be like,
is
happening?
Confused as fuck. Even if you know Mario, you'd still be confused.
You're still going to be confused, but at least you're going to go, oh, ba-bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get the references.
I get it. They have, in every non-video game Mario media, they always have plungers as a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in none of the video games. They don't use a plunger.
You're right.
Once.
Well, probably in the later ones, but...
I don't think so. Well, maybe I haven't. I probably haven't played. I haven't played the
maybe
Mario
in
XCOM.
Mario XCOM. I think one of the guns is
a
plunger gun.
But
no, in anything
even
else.
Like the cartoon show. They're all about plungers all the time.
They really leaned into the plumber
aspect
in anything that's non-video game. But the Mario video games
has nothing to do with being a plumber.
No, absolutely not.
He does not fix a single leak.
Well, and they're just a set of characters. Miyamoto's described it as a set of characters. You know,
it's just characters.
It's characters. They're a set of characters, like they're a traveling troupe. Like, that's that whole curtain up thing in Super Mario Brothers 3. That's what that's supposed to represent. Like, they just put on, it's like a show. They just go on many different adventures and shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're not literally supposed to be plumbers.
Yeah, that's why they get you have so many changes in scenery, and they're just like, oh, it's just like a traveling troupe. Like, now they're performing, now it's Mario Galaxy. Yeah, that's kind of
the way they
thing.
Look at it, yeah.
Which I think is interesting. I never got I heard that a few years ago about the curtain going up, and I always wondered why the curtain's going up.
Now it makes sense.
It makes sense.
That's an interesting way to look at your characters.
Yeah.
We're going to drop them here, we're going to drop them there, and they're just going to have a good time.
Now they're having a good time in XCOM. Now they're having a good time playing an RPG. Now they're having a good time racing, playing golf.
Yep.
Tennis.
Mario
they never
Brothers
lean into the
movie.
Plumbing thing at all.
No.
But in the movie,
they're plumbers.
Boy, is that like every problem ends up being fixed with plumbing.
Totally.
It is good that they had so many plumbing related issues.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie. Like, they were like, oh, we could sabotage these pipes.
It's a good thing we fell into this universe where everything is made of plumbing.
Yeah. Boy, have they got a lot of plumbing here for dinosaurs.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I would feel like dinosaurs just kind of shit wherever they want.
But they leaned so hard into the dinosaur thing. Like, they played it up.
Well,
so hard.
They evolved.
Like, I remember that from no game.
But do you think
But Yoshi exists.
That's the only tying thing. Yes, I agree.
Yoshi exists.
They're like, oh, Yoshi's a dinosaur, so
we're doing
dinosaurs.
Like, do you think they played the games, the creators of the film?
No.
I don't know.
Someone played the games. They talked to someone who played the games.
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened.
But they didn't play the games.
And they got a list of things. Like, they just had a person taking bullet point notes while someone was explaining the games to them.
Well, the writers, for what I said, the writers, the directors, but they wanted to take it into more of an adult direction, like, early on in the production, and that's why we have the movie that we have. It was going to be a bit more kid-oriented, but it's pretty adult. It is pretty adult.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not like a violent death or anything. I mean,
no, but there's like some sexualized stuff.
Is this
like,
PG-13?
Probably. Huh. Might have been PG.
It might have been. None
they
of
don't
us
use any swear
check.
Words, as far as I know.
Not that I recall.
No.
I mean, they are from Brooklyn, which is a little bit PG-13.
just being from New York in general.
Yeah.
But no, I think it was probably
very offensive Italian stereotypes, by the way.
Absolutely.
Bit. By the way, was upset.
Oh, yeah?
I wrote a letter. But then I didn't send it. That's what you do. You don't send the letters, Brandon. That's
right.
The trick. Yep.
You just put those feelings out into the world
PG.
And they disappear.
Yep. You put them in a drawer and then you read them years later.
And then get mad again.
And then go on a murder spree.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Oh, the anger. God, I wrote this letter to remind me how angry I was.
Never forget.
It's a time capsule of anger. I'm going to open this in 30 years and get so pissed.
It makes me feel alive.
God damn it. Can't believe that. I can't even tell that person off because he's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they won't remember this slight that they did.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. Sounded great, dude. You sounded like me last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's all good. I'm taking care of myself is the thing.
Me too.
Self-care, man. Yeah. Self-care is key.
But I don't know. I like this movie still. It's really dumb, and it's a product of its time, hardcore. Like, it feels so 93.
I'm upset that there was no, like, giant, like, growth scene where they eat a mushroom and they get real big or something.
Yeah, totally. That should have happened.
The things they left out.
Yeah.
It's entirely odd.
Right? That is such a staple, and they left that out.
And yet they managed to get mushrooms in there in the fungus.
In the
fungus.
Wrong way.
Yeah.
In the wrong way,
in
though.
The
that's the
exact
funniest part.
Wrong way.
It's like you said, like they talked to somebody who played the game. It's weird.
But how about that song and dance scene in the bar?
The dinosaur?
Everybody
rocked the dinosaur?
The dinosaur?
That bar, by the way.
Do you get it?
Yes, I got it.
They're dinosaurs, Brandon.
It's called Dino Hatton, Dave.
Thank you.
That whole bar, if you look at it, like, if that place wasn't a real bar, that's a lot of money. There is this whole, like, gas range that went around the entire outside to create these flame effects all along the wall of that club. Like, if
that's $44 million.
I was
going to
say, if it isn't a club, that's where the money went. Yeah. It wasn't the set design.
They built it in a stone quarry.
Yeah. No,
they
I wonder.
Built a whole set. It's Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean,
stop, get on the floor. Everybody do the dinosaur.
It was that was one of my favorite scenes.
I prefer do the Mario personally.
Oh. How about the guns that they have? They have the Evolvo
and
guns.
The
de-evolving technology, which I was like, you could be using this so much better, first of all, because you can evolve people also.
Make everybody advanced.
Yeah, but that's besides the point. Their
it's
next
capitalism, the movie.
their next best piece of technology is these shock prods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cattle prods.
They just poke at you with that don't actually seem to do much of anything except for mildly annoy people.
Like, ooh.
Like, ow, hey, stop that.
Yeah.
Hey, don't stick me with that cattle prod again. Like, that's what the cops had.
Yes. And flamethrowers.
And flamethrowers. Yes. No in
there's
between.
There's nothing in the middle.
There's no non-lethal. It's just,
you're either getting tickled or roasted alive.
Yeah, or turned into a de-evolved piece of shit.
Dino Hat is a rough place to be.
Did you notice there was a continuity error in the...
just one?
Just the one.
Surprise. When?
Just the one. This one was the most glaring to me. It was like... when they were de-evolving, when they were going to de-evolve Mario and Luigi, and mm-hmm. Koopa is in there, and like whoever's in the chair escapes and gets Koopa in it, there's like a patch of like slick green.
Yes,
whatever,
as like
on
where
the
did
floor.
That come from? I wondered that too.
Yeah, and he slips on to get in the chair, and I was like, hey, that
there's like this giant
that
green goose. Flesh.
Nobody cleaned that up. Someone should mop that.
Maybe there was a cutscene where they showed somebody getting
de-evolved into goo.
Yes,
I think that's exactly what it was.
Because that would have set it up for the ending. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do love the ba-bomb scene where everybody's just like ba-bomb,
and then it walks around for 10 minutes.
So hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, this in the end scene isn't bad. Where he's in the cement thing. It's very Bowser-y in mm-hmm. like where he's always in like a thing and he's mm-hmm. looking down and throwing bombs at you.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
he's in that floating piece of construction equipment.
I see that. Yeah, I don't know if that was intentional, but yeah.
That's worked for me. it was, I mean, there was an intensity to that scene. There were clear stakes.
He does the fake out with the string off his shoe to be like, you want the piece of the rock? And I'm like, hey, that's original. Like, that's a good
one. Yeah, we're doing stuff here.
Yeah, exactly. Plot is happening.
Yeah. the movie, it was going somewhere. They knew they wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah.
They chose to get there was interesting.
Yeah, and it was a place nobody asked to go. But
it was nobody asked to go there.
Definitely.
But it went there.
You know who was the most... complicated character in the movie?
Who?
Is Koopa's girlfriend.
She has... You're right. She has the most, like,
to do. She had a little depth, yeah.
Yeah. She had a character with clear motivations that was conflicted.
Yep.
And then in the end, she shot her shot.
Yep.
And got...
Exploded against
exploderated.
Yep.
Yep. That's how you go in that world.
Why did they show her as a dinosaur skeleton? Or no, I guess they don't have, like, dinosaur skeletons.
No,
they're, like, people. Somehow dinosaurs evolved into people.
Yeah, that's what...
We're just the most efficient form of...
yeah, right?
And every life will eventually...
look like just us.
Just us.
It's easier for makeup purposes.
Yes.
That's the theory we're going
to... Exactly.
Hollywood should just agree on that.
That's
we're doing,
it's
guys.
The Star Trek theory.
The movie,
exactly, yeah.
Could you write the movie without the whole dinosaur thing? I guess. I almost feel like you could, but...
Sure you could. It's just a different dimension.
Yeah.
They just don't have to be dinosaurs. Everything else could be the same, effectively.
100%. It's weird. It's just a weird thing they leaned into. Pre-Jurassic Park. That's the weird thing to me.
How about the intro? Where it's the cartoon dinosaur.
Where it's like that 8-bit cartoon.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, somebody was like, we'll put a video game intro.
No.
It'll be a dinosaur.
And then we'll have a guy voicing over. Like,
which was Homer Simpson.
What if, like, there were split universes or something?
What if there were split universes?
Instead of the dinosaurs dying.
Yeah, that was Dan Castellaneta.
Now they're in parallel universes. That'd be weird, huh?
And that's exactly... I loved
that's
it.
Exactly the plot of the movie, Jay. It's 100% exactly what we watched for an hour and a half.
Yeah, like, who would make this movie?
It's short.
It's closer to 2 hours.
It's an hour 45.
Closer to 2 hours, they needed every minute, I'm sure.
I think so.
They had to get every bit in, every beat. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't have cut anything, really, when you think
it. I think... they said that there is like almost a half hour on the cutting room floor.
Jesus, it could have been a 2 hour 15 minute movie.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I mean, especially with the story that they were trying to tell and how disjointed it was.
I do like the world that they build in Dino Hatton for what it is, like, just separate from itself, to the point where, like, I was with them, and then they go to the police station, which that also was kind of a crazy setup with the cars, like, in that... They have, like, the aircraft carrier catch.
Yep,
that's how they have no brakes. That's how they stop there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're running people off the road. That's what you're meant to believe. And then when they get booked, the booking officer guy has some random woman. Did anybody notice the random woman sitting over him just digging her, like, she's a sexy lady, digging her heel into his back? Did you guys not notice that?
The weird S&M porn.
Thank you. It's a weird thing that you're like, what are they trying to say with this? Like, what world are they building here? Because everybody is kind of like more raggedy in that universe, but it's
very
much
corrupt.
Like, oh, this guy is just into masculine.
He's
something
just
like.
Into weird shit.
Yeah.
And don't kick shame. Corrupt. Don't kick shame.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not. I happen to like that actor too. The guy's he's a comedian. He's seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I did not see that at all.
There's a random woman with like cut up jeans and like
yeah,
she's
on
like
the cutting room floor
chair.
Is a picture of her crushing his balls.
That's what I'm that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like it must be where they like, oh yeah, he's totally.
They had to cut that so that they kept it PG.
Exactly.
They wanted that PG rating.
Really
they had to get
it's
the kids
really
in
weird,
there. The real Mario fans. Yeah.
Just what is she doing there? I don't get it.
Well, what is anyone doing anywhere in this movie?
Correct.
What are people doing going to see this movie? What were the actors thinking when they decided to film this movie?
Yeah.
What was the director's thoughts when he was
made
directing
the movie.
This movie?
Yeah.
The writer, I don't. That guy was on acid.
For real.
There's just no way he wasn't. I mean, or mushrooms. Mushrooms would be the way to go.
It would make sense.
Yeah. If you're going to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yep.
I mean, it's all a big drug reference, right? Like,
that's always been said, but I don't think it's real.
I think it is.
No, I don't think so.
You eat the mushrooms and you get big. Everything gets small. You're getting flowers to shoot fire. It's all drug metaphors, Brandon.
No.
Mario stars. I mean, good Lord. I mean, that was a thing we used to say when we were younger.
Fair enough.
It's all drug reference. But Koopa is obviously the representative of the authority figures.
I think you're really reaching a little bit into this.
This is all.
Do you have something else? Do you have a lot on your mind?
Well documented science.
Everything
here, guys.
Okay?
This is. I'm not saying anything new.
Dave's
this is
on
all...
mushrooms right now.
Well, we have two episodes to do.
Figured to buckle up
somehow.
But yeah, I enjoy the Dino Hatton whole part of it, even though it is just objectively wrong and weird. It's just, it's weird in its own way.
Well, the whole movie is wrong.
They have, like, instead of mice on the computers, they have guns. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Their version of guns, which are those cattle prods.
But then
oh, no, you're right. Yeah. I was thinking of the police station.
Yeah, yeah, no, on the computers.
In Koopa's tower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They don't have mice. They have a gun cursor.
Yeah, that's how you operate the phones, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like when he orders extra mammal.
Extra mammal.
Extra mammal with some lizard tail or something like that.
Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end he's like,
where's my pizza? Yeah. And I was like, why did he order a pizza?
Yep. Dennis Hopper, as much as it's a weird movie and a weird performance, he gives it his typical all for that time. Like, he gives it his everything. It's better than as a villain in Waterworld, for fuck's sake. Like,
oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
We're not ever going to watch that, so...
We are now, pal.
Nope.
It's a great movie.
No, it's not.
I don't know what your problem with it was.
No.
Name one bad thing about Waterworld.
The length.
Water.
If you're enjoying it, the longer the better.
The evolution. The ending.
That's evolution is just science, Jay. You can't argue with science.
Yeah, no, it definitely happens in 2 hours. That's how evolution goes.
The time frame of the evolution was longer than the time of the movie, Jay. Don't be ridiculous.
Just suddenly you just grow fucking gills.
That's right.
That's just not...
So evolution works. Spontaneous gill growth.
Life finds a way.
And then all the other... Yes, exactly. It's Dr. Ian Malcolm had it right. People will spontaneously grow fish gills.
Yep.
If you leave them underwater long enough.
Well, I mean, we're going to need to with global warming, am I right?
That's right. Hey. And then all the other people die off because they're not fit for breeding.
Yes.
And before you know it, we have a group
and
of
that's
fish
a that's a them problem. They just should have grown gills.
Exactly.
That's a them problem.
That's just evolution. You can't argue with nature, Jay. This is the way nature intended
it.
Gill people, you got the gill people and you got the dead people. That's how it's going to work.
Yep.
On that.
I mean, I don't know what else there is to say about Super Mario.
I mean, I really enjoy it. If you have, it's one of those, like, if you have nothing to do or you're homesick or something like that and you want to just put this on in the background.
Oh, hey, watch
really
this movie.
Yeah, no, recommended for sure.
If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend
play
it.
The games. Buy a Nintendo Switch. Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, do that too.
Do
but
it.
Like,
it's, they're great
if
games.
If you have any sure, love no, for fun. Mario and you've never seen this, do yourself a favor to see it just to see how wacky it is. And just appreciate the fact that it's just so wrong.
Yes.
But it tried to execute wrong so flawlessly. It tried.
And again, John Leguizamo, Bob Hoskins, Dennis Hopper,
John Leguizamo, they all carry it. Like,
they're fantastic.
Yep.
So, I mean, they did what they could with what they had to work
precisely.
With.
Precisely. That's the way I feel. Like, yeah. They did what they could.
And they really do carry the movie.
They almost spared no expense. Like, they definitely went all out.
Speaking of sparing
in the wrong,
no expense.
I know, except Jay doesn't get it because he didn't do it. Anyway.
Of course, he's just a silly, silly bastard. All right, well, listen, guys, we're going to come back next week with our Christmas episode. It's going to be real interesting. Well, I got a funny feeling Jay's not going to watch the movies.
I have a funny feeling Jay's going to watch the wrong ones, even though we're going to tell him right now what they are.
It's like I can see the future.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like I have a crystal ball.
It's almost like we're rolling this episode right into the next one.
You're saying weird things, and I'm not understanding them. But we'll be back next week, guys. Happy holidays, and we'll see you then. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.